up.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Lana is in Norwich Park and seems to think that her boyfriend is into her for all the wrong reasons. What could that mean?
Moog, I seriously think this guy is only dating me because he likes my family.
Oh, so he wants to be with your family.
Oh, that's sad for you, but kind of such a win for the fam.
Yeah, explain what you mean. Tell us your story. Obviously, you're the one that's dating him.
Yeah, we started dating when he first moved to Chicago and he didn't have many friends.
Okay.
And I felt bad, so I started bringing him to some of my family game nights and barbecues, you know. And he really is a charming and sweet guy, so everybody completely loved him.
Yeah.
You know, my uncles love talking sports with him, and all the aunties think he's just so handsome.
Okay. And so...
And at first I like, got a kick out of it. I kind of like the attention.
Sure.
But now I'm starting to feel like I'm dating one of my cousins.
Oh, so you're saying, like, the vibe is so family that he's just becoming your family.
Exactly. And, you know, romance is kind of dead. I don't know why, really. And whenever I suggest that we could maybe do something different on family night, he gets all like, he frowns like he's like a little kid who got told him, you can't have McDonald's tonight again, you know.
So you're saying you feel like he's not so much into being in a relationship with you. He really enjoys being around your family. I will say I have been the guy before who I really liked this girl's group of friends, but I didn't really like her.
Oh, no.
And so I stuck around longer than I maybe should have because I wasn't very... I've kind of been this guy where I was not overly romantically interested in her. But I was like, what a great group of friends. I want them to be my friends.
Yeah.
And ultimately, that did not end the way she wanted it to or the way that I ended it, you know, wanted it to. But we don't necessarily know that that's his motivation. Maybe he really likes you, but also really likes the family.
Maybe. I don't know.
What makes you feel like he doesn't like you? Like, you, I think you mentioned he's not super affectionate, but it's not family game night every night. How is he the other days of the week?
Fine, but it's like I said, romance. Like, there's not really any romance. It's not like we do romantic things, you know, or he takes me on these romantic candlelit dinner dates or anything like that.
Is that what you want?
I wouldn't mind some of that. At least I would feel more like I'm in a relationship, like I have an actual boyfriend.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And then so, you know, what happens if you break up? Who keeps the family?
Like, yeah.
Do you get ostracized from the family, excommunicated?
They like him too, right?
They love him. I mean, oh my gosh. And I feel like if we break up, I'm going to have to hear about it for the rest of my life. You know, my family's going to make me feel guilty. Where is that guy? We loved him. Yeah. Why do you bring him around anymore? But, you know, at the same time, like, I don't want it to end either, but... He's just getting too close to my family for comfort.
So, you know, if you're just joining us, it's Lana in Norwich Park who, well, her boyfriend seems to really love being around her family and her family really loves him, but there's no romance in the relationship. Can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake? Can you find a way to... How long has this relationship been a thing?
Almost a year.
So you're a year in and there's no romance. Can you take a relationship that doesn't have romance and make it romantic from that kind of starting point? Or is this just a mistake? Would love to hear from the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia at 877-591-9696. To me, it almost sounds platonic, but I could be way wrong.
Yeah, I do want to ask you this, Lana. Would you be willing to stay friends with him in a way that... You could still
be part of the family.
Hang out.
Oh my gosh.
No, huh?
No.
I don't think you should.
Okay. Again, is this a match? Can this be a match? Or is this just, there's just no romance and it's a mistake? 877-591-9696.
Now it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. 96.96.
Lana is on Match or Mistake today. It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Match or Mistake, by the way, is brought to you by Postman Law. Others promise, Postman delivers. Now, Lana is in a relationship with this guy, and she's starting to feel like he's more into her family than he is into her. The relationship is starting to feel not so sexy, and it's starting to feel like he's like really enjoys being around her family. And he's like, you're great. When are we going to hang out with everybody else?
Yeah, and she's like, wait, you don't want to just have a date night? He's like, not if the fam's whipping up a barbecue. And it's, you know, she's like, okay.
Some sort of unsexy about that. And she wonders, is he just like with me because he likes and enjoys spending time around my family? Can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake? Now, Jessica's in Northwest Indiana and has a little bit of insight on this. You say it could be a match, and why is that?
I think that it could be a match because I've been in a relationship where it was next to impossible to spend time with my family, talk to them on the phone even, you know, and I've got a current boyfriend now after being with someone for 13 years, and I think it's awesome how much he loves being around my family. Uh-huh. He's not the most romantic of guys, but he still makes me feel special. The fact that he even wants to be around my family is so cool to me because I'm not being, you know, just like tolerated. And we don't see my family that much, but when it is, it's always a good time. So I wouldn't give up on it yet. That's my point.
Does your family live here?
I wouldn't give up on it just yet. Yeah, my family lives around me. Most of them.
Interesting.
I do like this perspective because I think it's a huge problem when your significant other and your family doesn't get along. That I would imagine them getting along is probably way less of a headache and the type of thing that you're like, well, I like this.
My ex would have to be within earshot of a phone call with my mother, you know, just to make sure I'm not saying anything that, you know, like, oh my gosh, that's too much. That's too much.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable and control-y.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And now this one, he's like, oh my gosh, I love joking with your family. We have a great time. I can't wait to get away from my family, but I enjoy being with yours. I just wouldn't give up on it yet. That's, you know, that's my opinion.
I appreciate that.
And that's true. Sometimes some people don't get along well with their family. And so they, when they find a partner whose family they enjoy, they're like, oh, this is something that I could be a part of.
Yeah, and it starts to feel like you have a bigger family.
Yeah. Oh, I like this perspective, Jessica.
I do. I missed my family and I got him back now and it's awesome.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Jessica, and have a great day.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a good day.
So, Lana, it's your life. What do you think? Is there any way that, you know, this could be a match or do you think it's a mistake?
Gosh. I guess, you know, we do get along really well. And he's really sweet to me. It's not like he's a jerk to me at all.
Right. And he gets along well with your family. I mean, these are good things. You just got to force some romance into this thing.
Yeah. I'm going to make, you know, it takes two to tango. I'm going to make an effort. Maybe he'll come home and I'll be the one that has cooked the romantic dinner and I'll light some candles and we'll see what happens.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Put some Usher on in the background and sex it up.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you may need to kind of take charge of the romantic part of this relationship, and that's a bummer, and it's not something that should be all on you, and maybe a little bit of conversation of like, hey, I need you to woo me a little bit.
Yeah.
Not just my family.
Right, exactly, yeah. I feel like he's already wooed them. He's got them.
Yeah.
But you guys have been together almost a year. Sometimes you fall into a little routine. Just remind him that there's a whole lot of passion.
Mm-hmm.
Not just on family game night.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you're going to stick it out. And I hope it works out with you guys. And we wish you the best.
Thank you so much.